there. This is Seth Wires from Channel 9 here at CodeMash in Sandusky, Ohio for the 10th. This is the 10th year of CodeMash. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm good. Thank you.
I'm here with Rotem Herman. How are you doing?
I'm good.
So tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Okay, so I'm working as Vice President of Architecture at Gigya. We're the leaders of customer identity management.
Oh, fantastic.
And I came here to CodeMash to give a presentation about the actor model, focusing on Microsoft Orleans, which is a new innovation, a new open source framework by Microsoft Research that we've been using in the last couple of months to build scalable services.
I see. So let's start first with the actor model. Let's talk a little bit about what that is and how you should think about it and why it's actually really scalable. And then maybe let's get into Orleans and how it works and sort of implements that. So let's start with the actor model. What is that?
Okay, so basically the actor model is an alternative programming model that was originating in 1973, which comes to bring a solution of doing concurrent programming. So it comes to mitigate the problems that usually you have when doing multi-threaded kind of programming by providing a different model that instead of threads lets you deal with objects that communicate via messages.
I see. And so what are some of the typical problems? And I know this is like computer science 101, but what are some of the typical problems that happen when you're working with multiple threads? And how does the actor model sort of mitigate those issues?
So, you know, basically the problem is that when you talk about multi-threaded programming, you have shared memory. Mm-hmm. And once you have shared memory, you start getting into problems of synchronization and locking, and then it brings on deadlocks and all these kind of issues that everyone who has ever done multi-threaded programming has encountered.
That's right.
Yeah.
I've heard that in computer science, if you solve a problem with threads, now you have two problems, right?
Yeah.
How does the actor model mitigate those issues, specifically with memory and synchronization?
So the actor model actually takes away threads from the programmer. You don't deal with threads anymore. Instead, you program your code inside actors. And actors are very special objects that makes sure that that the code that runs inside the actor is actually single-threaded.
Right.
So an actor handles messages one at a time. So the code you write, you know that is single-threaded. And it also encapsulates its own state. No one else can access that memory that the actor uses.
Interesting.
So basically, your code is now broken down to these components, which are all single-threaded. And you get concurrency by having a framework that can run multiple actors at the same time.
I see. So can you give me a description? Can you give me sort of help me out and sort of describe like an example of what an actor might be and how two actors might interact? Because I'm understanding that there's an object that's an actor that passes the messages to another object that's an actor.
Yeah.
But what can you give me a concrete example?
So, in today's world, a good example of modeling things in actors is, for instance, the Internet of Things.
Right.
So when you think of devices, usually in applications, you can't really model this in a good way. When you talk about actors, actors really gives you a model of things in the real world. So an actor can represent a device. An actor can represent a user. You have these small objects, components that match the objects in the real world that you try to work against.
Right.
And then the communication between those objects is only message oriented because your code doesn't access directly methods or memory on other objects. It's only message passing. Then you don't have all these issues of multi-threading and synchronization and all of that stuff.
I see. So in your particular example, you say you have a weather device that's transmitting weather. All it's doing is it's getting data from a sensor, pushing a message somewhere, and then letting someone else sort of deal with the message. And in the case of the server, there'd be like a server actor, I'm guessing?
So it's not server. I mean, you know, when you talk about modeling your application in actors, then you really think about the objects that your application is trying to handle. And this is broken down into the actors that together mesh up the application that you're building.
I see. So in this case, if you're looking, if you have a weather station actor, what might be another actor that would be in that scenario?
So if you have a weather station actor, you can have multiple sensors that measure all kinds of things in your station. So these can be actors. They can aggregate data and then provide it to a different actor that collects data from a regional actor that collects sensors from different devices in the same region. So you can actually build sort of a graph of objects that represents how things communicate in the real world.
Got it. So it sounds very complicated to actually come up with one of these from scratch, because even though you're telling me each of the actors are not multi-threaded, it turns out that the underlying framework by necessity has to be.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about Orleans and how this sort of mitigates the problem of having to write your own actor model framework.
Yeah. So if we look at classic actor frameworks, then they really try to give you the full power of the actor model.
Sure.
And, they're kind of complicated to use, basically. And then what Microsoft Research did was to come up with this idea that, the actor model really is a good model for today's world, mm-hmm. because we need to build distributed applications. We need big horizontal scaled applications.
Sure.
And this really allows us to do that, but we need a simpler solution. So the goal of what they call virtual actors is to take this actor model, but to make it more fitting to the cloud era, make it simpler, to prefer productivity over the full capabilities of the actor model, and to really have it inherently scalable and distributed.
Right.
So that was the reason they built this model and implementation of Orleans. The point is that a lot of the stuff that you need to do in classic frameworks, like handle the life cycle of actors and handle the placement of actors inside the cluster and things like that, they took away in Orleans. And the framework is smarter. It manages these things on its own. It's kind of makes behind the scenes all the lifecycle management and placement and resource management and these issues. So the developer really needs to focus on the logic instead of on the plumbing of the actor framework.
That's awesome, because it feels like nowadays a lot of the code work we do is sort of like, I have to write this config file, or I have to make sure that these actors are all set up. But you're saying Orleans handles a lot of sort of the cleanliness of your data, of the actual model, and then you just tell it the logic.
Yeah, it takes away the need to handle the creation, destruction, handle memory issues,
or something like
that. And really, it lets you focus on what's important instead of the management of the system.
So do you know of any applications that have used Orleans already?
So, according to Microsoft, it's been running in production since 2012. It's been running online services for Halo 4.
That's right. That's what I heard
think
too.
For Halo 5 now, also, it's running services. We at Gigya have been playing with it in the last couple of months. We got really excited with this idea of virtual actors, because it's really, it seems to solve a lot of distributed concurrency issues
right.
that we come across when building really high-scale, internet-scale services. And we've been using this for building some new high-scale services that we've been doing, and the feedback we get from developers is that it really lets them focus on the business logic instead of worry about all these issues of distributed concurrency that we've come across a lot in the past.
Well, that's awesome. So where can people go to find out more about Orleans and how they can get started?
So, there's the Project Orleans in GitHub. There's the documentation site. There's a small but active community around it. With Gigya had some open source contribution tooling,
awesome.
some interesting stuff that we've been doing, and it's really a fun project to work at. And you know, the Microsoft guys are really supportive and communicative, and it's really great working with them.
Awesome. Well, to finish up, will you tell us a little bit more about your company and what you do there?
Okay, so at Gigya we're doing customer identity management platform. We're providing basically user management as a service. We're a cloud company, a software as a service company, to the world leading brands and top enterprises, you know, both in the media industry, in e-commerce, a lot of verticals. And basically we provide a set of capabilities and services to manage end users and user registration and user engagement on sites, really at internet scale. So it's a flexible user registration and database and data capture system that is really designed for the internet.
Well, thanks so much for spending some time with us. Thanks very much for coming all the way from Israel, if I heard that right. Again, we're here at CodeMash. This is the 10th year at CodeMash. We're in Sandusky, Ohio. My name is Seth Juarez. This is Channel 9. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time. Take care.